You are listening to the Critical Mass Radio Show, Orange County's business talk show, focused on exploring topics of interest to CEOs who are leading middle market companies, with your host, Richard Franzi.
Hello and welcome to Orange County's longest running business talk show. And yes, I am your host, Rick Franzi. And I think we have a very good show planned for you today. Why do you ask? Because Mike Brown, founder of Be Local Orange County, is our guest. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
I always love to have entrepreneurs and founders, and you're like a serial entrepreneur. So we have a lot to talk about. So let's get right to it. But I'd like to kind of start with the motivation, inspiration you had to start Be Local Orange County.
Yeah, I think it really starts with the first major company I started while I was a student, undergraduate business student at Chapman University. You know, I was studying what business success was, and I was educated that success in business was really about profits, job creation, and if you're lucky, you know, doing something you're passionate about. And I happened to be a car enthusiast, you know, the Southern California car culture. And I was modifying my BMW 3 Series to look different than the other 3 Series that were rolling around. I wanted to look better, go faster, sound different. E-commerce was also a thing at the time and brand new, emerging in the mid-2000s. And I saw an opportunity to combine my passion with a new skill set of HTML and web design. So at age 19, I co-founded a company to bring car mods to the internet with a new website to serve my automotive enthusiast peers. We grew quickly. I was, while we were still a student, we passed $1 million a year in annual revenue.
Wow.
Was celebrated for that success as like a successful entrepreneur.
Sure.
And fast forward 12 years, we'd done over $50 million in revenue, employed over 200 people, we had customers in 177 countries, and it's like success, right?
Right.
And one day, seven agents from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency walked into our business with their badges out, holding their badges, and said they were on site to do an audit for the Clean Air Act. And business school had not fully prepared me for that experience as a CEO. I was fundamentally taught inside, not just at school, but in the ecosystem of business, that regulation is the pure enemy of capitalism and the free market. And here it was in my business. I was scared. I was mad. I was really shaken up. And I think in those moments, the shakeup can create the learning and the growing and set the new missions. And for me, as the dust settled, and we were largely found innocent or not guilty in that audit, I was still really unsettled personally. And I loved the planet. I loved clean air and nature. It really dawned on me that I was a leader in an industry that was doing harm to those stakeholders of the nature and the planet. And I realized that through that experience, although the business was fine to keep going, like my passion for it had been extinguished. So it was time to move on. And that's the origin story that years past that moment has gotten me to where I'm at today in founding Be Local Orange County.
That's interesting. So Be Local Orange County has been, as an organization, how long?
Yeah, about a year and a half. Here in Orange County, we're an extension of B-Lab, which is the global movement of certified benefit corporations. But us as a local entity, an extension of their movement, a year and a half here.
Okay, so what did you recognize was missing that motivated you as an entrepreneur to start Be Local? What Orange County, what was it? And what's the mission for the organization today?
Yeah, what's missing is multiple definitions of what success in business can be. And if we ask, you know, 99% of CEOs, what is success? It's growing the bottom line, growing profit. Mm-hmm. And we love simple definitions, right? Human beings are, we're by nature, we want to find a simple pathway.
Oh yeah.
And in business, that's grow the bottom line. And that definition of success is predominant. And we in the certified B Corp community believe that we can have the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profit, and that there can be intersectionality between delivering value to all three of those stakeholders. So I think the need of why I started Be Local Orange County is to grow the awareness for an alternative definition of success for businesses.
So since you've launched the organization, have you had any pivots on the model, any adjustments to the vision?
Yeah, originally it was really, you know, we were thinking it would be, we get all the B Corps of Orange County, and that our events and our messaging would be like pretty internal for the B Corps. And as I met with other B locals in San Diego and Los Angeles that already had been existing for many years, I got great wisdom from them saying it's important to engage community stakeholders in the pillars of nonprofits, academic institutions, and government. So that was a pivot that helped us to make a greater impact and to achieve the mission of greater awareness for this definition of success by engaging not just certified B Corps, but those other sectors of society, as well as be curious or be interested companies that are, they just want to learn more. And they're, well, what is this B Corp thing? And we're definitely a venue for them to come to our events in a non-threatening, non-salesy way, where it's just like, come hang out and meet some people in the community that are CEOs just like you that believe they can do more than just make money in their company.
So you said a couple times in that answer about hosting events. Can you give us a flavor for what is that? What is an event?
Yeah, it's essentially it's a convening of bringing leaders together from all four sectors, business, academic, nonprofit, and government, around how do we do good things for people on the planet through the vehicle of for-profit companies. In-person events where we're getting together, usually so far they've been hosted by local certified B Corps in their offices. And they're amazing. We've had about in between like 30 to 50 people on average that come out, free events, and just kind of hosted by the certified B Corp. And usually lasts about 2.5 hours, and we have multiple speakers, and people leave enlightened. They leave with new relationships. They reconnect with people that they knew from years past that they didn't know were even coming to this event. So it's been really cool.
It feels to me from listening to you and learning from our conversation that an element of what you're doing is educating. Is that fair?
That's very fair. Actually, okay. One of the presentations is B Corp 101.
Okay, so let's take a synopsis of B Corp 101. For those that are listening in our audience that maybe have heard the term and aren't really familiar with what it means, or maybe this is the first time they're hearing B Corp, can you take us through what that means to an organization to become a B Corp certified?
Yeah, the easiest way to understand that quickly is to just imagine how in business we have definitions of success around profit. We have KPIs, or key performance indicators, that drive us to do behaviors to increase profit for shareholders. So that's one third of being a B Corp. The next third is KPIs, measurements, goals, and targets for doing good things for the planet. The final third is the same approach: KPIs, goals, targets, and indicators of doing good things for people. So what you wind up with the B Corp way is when decisions are made about what to do in the company, strategies, purchasing, locations, hiring, staffing, you name it, all three stakeholders are considered, because the business in the B Corp way has measurements in all three of those areas, not just the profit measurements.
Is the certification process rigorous for a company that would like to think this way, act this way?
Very rigorous, okay. Very intrusive, and there's pros and cons to that. I think that you're disclosing everything about the business. It's one-to-one. So B Lab has a staff member of B Lab actually do the certification of the company. It starts with an assessment, can take quite a long time to complete that assessment across all the categories that it's measuring. And then it's one-to-one audited. because it's so rigorous, that leads to the integrity in it. It is not a easy certification, but there's over 8,000 certified B corporations globally, and scaling almost like a hockey stick type curve at this moment. Started in 2007, and in between the years of 2021 through now, it's gone from, I think, 3,000 B Corps to 8,000 B Corps just in that period of time. So if you're imagining a graph, it's really starting to gain in momentum.
Anything to do with COVID or just coincidental?
I think certainly some things to do with COVID, but I think just greater, I think as leaders, we make the best decisions we can with the information and the skills we have at that moment in time.
Sure.
And I think as more information about some of the issues that we have in the planet and the issues that we have in society, as those have become more understood by more leaders in business, it becomes almost like a gravitational pull for some leaders to want to reimagine their businesses as forces for good, or start new companies as startups to become certified B Corps. I think that certainly has accelerated over the last 4 years, starting in 2020.
So I know we're here to talk about you as the founder of B Local Orange County, but I have a couple other follow-up on B Corps. Can we spend a couple more minutes in that conversation?
I love talking B Corps.
Do you? Okay. Well, then let's go. For-profit businesses are hard enough to run. How do you address someone's perception that now as a leader, I've got to also take into account two other stakeholder classes besides myself and my profit and the success of my employees? How do you address that with someone who's beginning to understand what it means to be a B Corp?
I ask them what they want their definition of success to be. And I understand and I empathize. Like I'm a five-time founder, and I understand how difficult it is to get to financial sustainability for a company.
Right.
So if the first thing I do personally is I empathize, and I just I express unity with them around that struggle to be a self-sustaining business, because most non-entrepreneurs think that it just happens and you start making tons of money.
Of course.
And that is not the way it works. So that when they answer that, and there's something around solving a social or an environmental challenge in the process of doing business, now they're talking B Corp. And it's almost like companies that have done CSR programs, corporate social responsibility programs, and they're taking it further. It's like, now you're on the B Corp path to take it further and just not just have a giving back like component of your company, but to bring it into like the heart of the business. That's when an entrepreneur starts talking like that, and they assume the only way to do that is by starting their own foundation or nonprofit on the side.
Traditionally.
That's where, hey, there's a B Corp way to do this inside your company. And you don't have to funnel money outside in order to make an impact. You can do it in the business too. So I think that's what I've found to be the most compelling conversation piece with B interested companies.
As you're explaining that, and there's a warmth to what you're explaining, and an attraction to it, I'm also thinking it's a point of differentiation when you're recruiting employees to find people whose culture fit aligns with the view of the entrepreneurs who are running the company as well, I would think.
You are spot on. Okay. That is, and this isn't only a Gen Z thing. Let's not write it off to just only those young people want to like be part of companies like this.
Right.
It definitely is true that Gen Z has a higher propensity to it, but this crosses all socioeconomic and age groups, demographics in the employee type. More and more people don't want to just exchange their time for a paycheck. They want to invest their time as a person, as an individual inside of a company that is doing more than just returning profit to shareholders. And it is a valuable tool to be a B Corp in the talent war. That is not just from attracting new people, but retaining and engaging people that are working in the company. Like B Corp employees tend to, not all the time, but they tend to show up and like want to work, want to take initiative, want to go the extra step. And they're not doing it because they're bonused or they're compensated. They're doing it because they're getting that financial currency of making a difference, and that feels good. And that drives their loyalty and it drives their performance. And there's case study after case study of this. So you're totally right.
Employees to be proud of where they work is a hell of a tool towards employee engagement, which in my experience is the best competitive advantage a company can have is an engaged workforce. And this sounds like it's a vehicle for that as well. So you said there are 20 B certified corporations in Orange County. Was that the number 20?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, and final question, and I want to get on to some other things that we've talked about. Do they coalesce around a certain industry, or is it agnostic? I mean, what is your experience there, Mike?
Oh, it's so diverse in the industries. Yeah, I think the companies that come to mind as B Corps are like the household name brands, like the Patagonias,
sure, here.
You know, the Ben and Jerry's ice cream, the seventh generation cleaning products, the Bombas like socks, like, you know, it's the stuff that we touch and feel.
Sure.
But actually in Orange County and globally, there's so many financial services providers, business to business professionals, accounting lawyers, tech companies, business to government, you know, business models, infrastructure, construction, real estate, medical devices. I'm thinking the big Orange County industries that are represented, not necessarily locally yet in our B Corps. We do have a few from like med devices, a lot of supplement brands as well. We have a few of those in Orange County, but we're 20 in Orange County, but we have, I think it's like, 9 industries represented. So even now we have diversity, even though it's a small group.
Sure. Okay. That was great. Thank you for sharing a bit of what you know, and hopefully it's inspiring to others that are listening and maybe they start them on a journey. That would be awesome. Love to hear about it. If that does happen, please reach out to us here on Critical Mass Business Talk Show. Is there a good piece of business advice that you found valuable as you've scaled and been an entrepreneur that you could share with our audience?
Yeah, I think this one kind of gets me emotional sometimes, but build a business that your child or children will grow up to be proud of. I think my wife and I, we have a 5-year-old daughter, and I envision the work that I'm doing today will be something that our daughter can be proud of. And it breaks my heart when I've seen some of my CEO peers come into, you know, meetings and with me and share that they're heartbroken because their children are ashamed of what the family business is. And I think it's a huge blind spot. And I'm really grateful that I went through my own personal experience and had mentors and peers saying, start with the end in mind. And now I have visions of like what those moments of success will be like in our family and in the community around, you know, being celebrated for something other than making a lot of money or just being philanthropic after a lot of money has been made, which is kind of that's the status quo.
Well, I completely believe that all entrepreneurs are problem solvers, and they have a focus on how to get a result, and having a triple bottom line, which I think you've touched on that, but maybe you can just bring that home for us one more time for the audience. But to have a triple bottom line focus means you're solving problems beyond what the business model directly is solving. You're having a positive impact in other areas.
I appreciate the question. I think that it's those targets and indicators and the KPIs to measure the impact on all stakeholders, people, planet, and the shareholders, which are a stakeholder. And it's one of those things where even before I discovered the B Corp way, I've always said as an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs are problem solvers. You just nailed that. And the bigger the problem, the bigger the business. And the fascinating thing about business as a force for good now is the environmental problems are big. Yes. And the social problems are big. And big problems, big business. So we're seeing larger and larger companies in the B Corp community now, because the problems are significant. And that's raises my anxiety how big the problems are, but it also speaks to my optimistic side and my capitalistic yes. side, which is like big problem, big business. And it's really inspiring to see business being a major part of the problem solving, not just the problem creation.
Right. And from what I'm hearing from you and what I kind of knew previous to our conversation, one of the bottom lines is still profit. It's a successful business. This isn't a scaling a nonprofit. Not that nonprofits aren't successful, but I'm saying this is a profit generated business that is vibrant, because it's off of those profits that other great things can happen, right? Profits is not a bad four-letter word.
Not at all. Not at all. Some B Corps that are vocal, I think they go a little too far and they say, I'm not even concerned about my profit. I think that's a mistake to take that stance, because I think it alienates a lot of other businesses that are like, what do you mean? Of course, profit is important. In fact, I mean, B Corps and B Lab was founded by Jay Cohen Gilbert and a couple of his friends. And one of Jay's quotes that really is the ethos of B Corps is, no margin, no mission. if you're not financially self-sustaining in the business world, it doesn't matter how grand your mission is, you're not going to accomplish it. So money is not the definition of success. Money is the tool, the primary, very important tool, like the Phillips head screwdriver, to accomplish the mission. Money is essential, and self-sustaining profits are the best way to do that.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. No margin, no mission. Take that home. What's the future for you? Where are you going?
Oh, hundreds of certified B Corps in Orange County, being a beacon and showing that this model of business is not, it's not cute. It's not a hobby. It's real business, and it's here to stay. And I think that longevity is definitely the vision. Scaling it is the vision. Long term, a world where leaders have evolved past short-termism, quarter-to-quarter P&L statements and earnings reports, internal or external to the public markets, and that leadership is more far-sighted and is thinking into the future versus how to make as much money in the short term. That's the grand vision of where my heart is at.
Well, you talk about big problems, big companies. I mean, that is a huge problem plaguing publicly held companies, is everything's about the next release of our financial performance, which is profit isn't the only thing, but in that world, profit and performance is. So great. If someone would like to reach out to you on LinkedIn or find more out about what you do, how do they find you online?
Yeah. Well, Rick, I just want to say thank you to you again for hosting the show. And it's been an honor to be here. For those that would like to get in touch with me, I have my direct website, which is mikebrown.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn. My name's kind of common, so you might need to type in like Mike Brown, Be Local Orange County, or some qualifier behind that. And I would love to connect with anybody that would like to learn more or reach out or just be a friend.
Well, I really am glad that you've agreed to be a guest on the show today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rick.
And I'd like to thank the audience. You're a part of Orange County's longest running business talk show. Mike's show now joins our catalog of over 1,400 shows that we've done over the years. If you happen to be an Orange County entrepreneur or a nonprofit leader here in Orange County and you would like to share your story and mission with our audience, then reach out to me. I'm Rick, R-I-C, Franzi, F-R-A-N-Z-I on LinkedIn. Coincidentally, that's also our company's website, rickfranzi.com. And Haley and I will be happy to speak with you about having you as a future guest on the show. And until the next time we all have a chance to be together, I'm hoping that all of your business decisions will move your company in a positive direction.